In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Very good.
Good morning. Did I say good morning?
Yes, you did. Good morning, dear.
Okay. I'm here also with Jay Tallarico, who's our special guest, second week in a row with us. Jay is a fence contractor and owner of Built to Last Fence Company. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
Thanks for coming back with us. We appreciate your time. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time office with many experienced realtors. We've been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. If there's a topic, if there's something we haven't covered in the past 3.5 years, please send us an email and we'll try and get it done. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Search the MLS listings or view our listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, and that's mobile friendly if you're using a smartphone. Also, like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, Jay, last week we talked all about fences, and guess what?
We're going to talk a little bit more about fences.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about fences this week. I wonder how you knew that. Can I have your contact information and a little brief history about how long you've been doing it, where you go?
Okay, you can reach me by phone at 570-357-7996 or by email at jtals@yahoo.com. And I've been doing the fencing for about 12 years now. I have my own business for about 6. And I did just about every type of fence you could think of.
Last week, we talked a little bit about the different types, the variety of fences available to consumers. Chain link, wood, vinyl, and aluminum. Correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Where do you see, you said wood fences are falling off. Sales for wood fences aren't really up there like they were years and years ago. Due to probably the maintenance, vinyl is pretty much maintenance free. We covered that last week. Where do you see chain link fences and
what's the best application for them?
There you go.
Well, if you live in the country, a chain link fence isn't bad because if you have a tree line in the back or something like that, you can't even see the fence.
It just blends in and you can actually see through the fence.
And appreciate the views.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, really. Who wants a big white fence in the middle of their field out in the country? Nobody, really.
So, and then, but you still have a demand or a call for chain link fences?
Absolutely. Not only residential, but also industrial. A lot of bigger companies need a fence around their property.
Do they cost as much as a vinyl fence or a wood fence?
No, chain link is about the cheapest that you could get.
Okay. Now, getting back to the wood, if someone really wanted to have a wood fence, because there are people that do, what's the best type of wood for a wood fence?
The best type of wood would be the cedar fence.
the cedar wood. And right. is that cost?
Cedar wood has a tendency to cost a little bit more.
Okay. What do I need to know, or what does a consumer need to know to make a smart buying decision regarding their fence?
Well, you always should check out the contractors that's doing it. Check out the references. Always make sure that the contractor that you picked is insured and licensed with the state.
Which you are.
Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you ever notice that somebody, maybe a competitor of yours, would pressure somebody into making a decision? Do you think that's something that a consumer should be aware of as a bad thing that would happen?
Absolutely. You never want to pressure a customer into making a decision like that. You just give them the straight facts and let them decide on their own.
And a written estimate, I would assume, is pretty standard, but some do and some don't?
To my knowledge, most of them do, but if someone doesn't do it, then it's only a verbal agreement, and that's really not good enough these days.
It's a red flag, right?
Everything should be in writing.
And how does somebody know what type of fence is the best for them? What if they want to contain their dog or their animals in the back or their children, but still want to see a view? What type of fence would you tell them to go with?
The ornamental aluminum is probably the best for that.
What is the ornamental? I'm not familiar with that one. What does that one look like?
It's sort of like a wrought iron, if you ever see a wrought iron on a porch.
Oh, it looks like a wrought iron. Okay. All right.
Okay. And they're pretty. They're pleasing to the eye.
Absolutely.
Are those very expensive?
They're not very expensive, but they tend to get higher and higher the more fancy you get with them.
Is it comparable to vinyl? Is it like in the same ballpark, or is it twice
It's in the same ballpark.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice looking stuff.
How long should it take to install a fence? I mean, I'm sure that depends on the property size, but if you're talking about a 50 by 150 lot, how long should that take?
Most jobs should take under a week to finish.
And so unless it's torrential downpours, you would be expected to be at the job site?
Absolutely. When I get to a job site, I'm the one who always does the work, and I don't leave until it's finished.
Okay. So you wouldn't drag this on for weeks or months?
Absolutely not.
What does someone need to know in order to look for? What do they need to look for in a quality fence? The materials.
When someone gives a bid, you have to ask the weight sizes, especially in chain link. There's different gauges of pipe. Some are really, we'll say, chintzy, and there's other ones that are a little bit stronger.
How does someone know what type of material they're being quoted?
Well, when I do a quote, I show them the brochure. The company I go with is Croy. They're made right here in Oliphant by United Fencing, and to my estimate, they're the best out there.
How does someone tell if a fencing contractor is using the proper materials? Because it's hard to tell. Like, I wouldn't know the difference between something that's not
right, high quality and low quality.
Looks all the same to me.
Right. Well, whenever, if you're investing in such a project like that, it should be your incentive to look at it, make sure that you're getting the proper equipment.
So you should go out and look at the guy's previous jobs, the work that he's done. You provide the references and all that stuff of jobs you've done?
Yes. But also on your own, if you just, you could, nowadays you could Google just about anything and just brush up on it a little bit if you wanted to.
Because there's...
I think there's so many different choices of fence. I mean, I know we have a vinyl fence in our yard, and I look down the block, there's a they have a vinyl fence also, but it looks like they've got the lattice work across the top of it. So there's all of that different styles? You can do all of that different stuff?
Yes, there's different styles. There's also different color tones.
Inside the vinyl fences?
Yes.
Okay, so how many different types of colors would you say I could go if I wanted to go with a vinyl fence? I know there's white. I know there's tan. That's about all I know.
Yeah, there's two types of tan. There's a brown texture. They have green.
They have green in the vinyl?
Yes. Yeah, so some people get it for an accent, maybe like just the top rail or the middle part.
Okay. I didn't know that.
What does someone need to know about the installation process? How do you tell people what to expect during that time that you'll be on their property? Anything special?
Well, I always tell them that we're going to do it in a timely fashion, and that we're going to leave your yard just the way we got here. We're not going to leave a big mess. Any extra dirt that's around, we'll get rid of that. Fill in the holes where the fence posts were, and just do a good job.
Okay. How long is your typical work day?
Well, it all depends. Usually about 8 o'clock till around 4.
That seems reasonable.
Jackie, is your work day 8 till 4?
I know.
Your work day is like 8 till 8:30.
From the instant I get out of bed to the time I go to bed, I'm working usually.
Yeah, we're getting ready in the morning, and she's over there on the computer doing stuff. And then at night after dinner, she's over there doing stuff. Maybe you should take up the fence business.
Yeah, maybe. I would cut my work day at least in half, right?
It'd look good in overalls.
Okay, yeah, well. I couldn't take calls if I was...
Digging a hole.
No. We're going to head towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. We have a large house for a small price. It is a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home located at 1303 Farr Street in Scranton for $64,900. This large home is on a level lot with a detached 1-car garage. It has good room sizes, natural woodwork, stained glass window. It has an updated electrical panel and a nice large eat-in kitchen. So if you need a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home for a great price, give us a call about 1303 Farr Street in Scranton for only $64,900, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you. According to the National Association of Realtors research, a majority of homebuyers, that's 77% of homebuyers, have a home inspection prior to purchasing a home. 81% had a contingency placed in their contract for that inspection. 79% attended and participated in the home inspection. And 97% believe that the home inspection was a good value for the price they paid. The inspector should provide a written summary of his findings to the buyer, and he should welcome the buyer to accompany him during the inspection to ask questions. And some of the things to cover in a good home inspection are the structure, exterior, roofing, plumbing, electrical, heating, air conditioning, interior, all the interior walls, garage door systems, ventilation, insulation, fireplaces, radon, termite, well and septic systems. We'll be back in a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Don't go anywhere. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We're back. with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, pal, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you? I'm the sign guy, too. You forgot that.
Yes, sign guy. My assistant, my right arm.
Complaint department.
Okay. Yeah, you hear it all, right? And it's nonstop real estate in our residence, in the Devaney household, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Today, we have with us Jay Tallarico, fence contractor, owner of Built to Last Fence Company. Good morning again.
Good morning, Jackie.
For 2 weeks in a row, we're talking about fences. And how does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can call me by phone at 570-357-7996 or by email at jtals@yahoo.com.
Okay, wonderful. And you serve northeastern Pennsylvania?
That's correct.
You go far and wide. Even though you're based in Lackawanna County, you go to other areas, Luzerne, Wayne, Pike, Susquehanna, Wyoming.
I've been to all those counties, yes.
Okay, good. All right, so you've been doing it 12 years, and you've owned Built to Last for about 6 years, and we didn't touch on pools yet. Yeah, right. We want to talk about fences, what's required, what needs to be, what has to be, that sort of thing. Could you tell us all about fences around pools?
Okay, most pool enclosures, everybody likes the aluminum fencing. One thing to consider is that you have to make sure that you get a special classification of fence that's pool coated. Otherwise, it's not up to pool code, and you could run into troubles down the road.
What kind of trouble?
Well, if it's not pool code, and some inspector comes to your house someday, or for insurance reasons or something, the fence won't be valid, and it's not going to be, you'll be liable.
Yeah, it'll be, okay, wow.
Absolutely.
They can make you take it down.
Yes, they can make you take it down.
And then do it again.
Right.
That's expensive.
Well, you better know your business so you don't have to do that.
That's right.
Do above ground pools need a fence around them?
It all depends. Some pools already have a little fence around them. If there's no fence around them, it has to have one.
So, because I know people who just
take up the ladder,
and it's safe, but that's wrong.
Yeah, that's not right.
So how do you? I don't know. I couldn't live with myself if something happened if I had a pool like that, and God forbid.
What's the requirement on the gate? Is there a requirement on the gate to the pool?
Yes, the latch is supposed to be up higher than 54 inches. So there's a plunger type latch where you open it from the top.
And the height of that is because so small children can't get to the lock.
That is correct.
Okay. And so pool owners, regardless of whether it's above ground, in ground, should have this gate?
Absolutely.
And the special, what are they called again, plungers?
It's a plunger lock. It's just a basic lock with a different handle mechanism on it.
The one that you have to grab and pull up from the very top.
Yes.
Is there an alarm that goes on these doors for the gates?
There's no alarms, but we were talking earlier, if you had a pool enclosure and it went around your whole entire yard, you'd have to have an alarm on your house door.
Yeah,
so if you open up your back door to the pool, it would just be like any type of alarm, just as long as it made a noise.
Some sort of siren noise.
Right. So nobody doesn't sneak out and get into the pool.
Uh-huh.
Because the pool will be covered, right? The enclosure, you can't get into it from the outside, but somebody could go out there from the house.
That's correct.
How does someone know if a contractor has the proper experience to install a fence?
The best thing to do is to see the work that someone did beforehand. They should have a bunch of references on them and the style of fence that you're looking for. And you could also just do your own research on them.
Do you find people haggle over price?
Yes, all the time.
And what do you do when they haggle with you?
Well, you know, they'll say, well, so-and-so said this price or that price. The price that I usually set, I think, is a fair price. And
the final cost should match the estimate, provided that there aren't any extraordinary difficulties that arise on the job, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Talk to me about your guarantees and your warranties. What should somebody expect when they're putting in these types of fences? Vinyl fence,
okay,
aluminum.
I usually give a craftsmanship warranty of 2 years. That means if anything that that I did wasn't right, that I come back and fix it. On the vinyl, there's different types of warranties for the manufacturer warranty. Some are 10 to 20 years.
10 to 20 years, really?
Yes, that's like a manufacturer's warranty. No cracking, peeling.
Fading.
It's fading.
Discoloring.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
And what kind of fence do you use again? For the vinyl?
It's a Croy product.
And it's locally made?
It's manufactured here. The raw product comes from out west somewhere, and up in Elephant, it's made right on the spot.
Nice.
So do they... I read something on the internet. Talk to me about when the product used is made of recycled products. Is that good, bad, indifferent?
You know, I'm not really sure on that. There is recycled products out there. It's good for the environment, but a lot of times the recycled product isn't as good quality.
It's not as sturdy?
No.
Okay. And that's not what you use?
No, I don't use that.
Okay. So do people get usually multiple bids, multiple contractors? Should they go with the lowest bid?
Well, most people do get a few bids, and, you know, usually the lowest bid isn't always the best bid. You know, you have to do your research and make sure that the contractor that you pick is qualified to do the job.
You get what you pay for, right? The old saying is so true.
It is.
You know, a guy get a bid from you, you know, say $5,000, and then I go to the big box store and I see a big piece of plastic fence hanging there, right, with the little clips, and they say, oh, I can do it for $1,500.
It all adds
up,
though.
Them. Those... Say, yeah, tell me about those little clips and everything and those
They're
screws.
They're extra, right?
Oh, yeah, but when you get the panel is a certain price, it looks pretty cheap, but then you have to buy the brackets. There's like...
And their specialty, their proprietary brackets, they're made specially for this, right? You can't use anything else.
Right, and each post, you need like... six brackets on each one, plus the screws.
Special screws.
Yeah, and the screws are real expensive for what they're made out of.
And so your cheap price suddenly...
skyrocketed.
Right, and we were talking about this during the break. How hard is it to line up those little brackets if something isn't exactly perfect?
Oh, it's almost impossible. I did a few of them.
Well, and if you can't do it, how is Joe homeowner going to be able to do it?
Yeah, he said he was struggling with it. He couldn't. And then they're flimsy.
Yeah, well, if you went close and looked at those brackets on any fence, you could see that they're never lined up perfect. You know, if you make it just a 16th inch too small or too big, you run into problems.
And I was watching a news report where there was like a windstorm, and a guy had one of these long fences, and I was looking at it, and they were showing it, and the panels were blown out of half of them. So now the guy had this, and he's got to go back and do it all over again. So
doesn't happen to your fences.
No, it doesn't happen with yours, because yours interlocks.
That's
yours,
right.
Yours is the same one that we have. I recommend them. This type of fence, anyway. It's better than the other stuff.
Sturdy, holds up, doesn't fit.
Yeah, we got kids bouncing into our fences. 12-year-olds running full blast, and they bounce off. They think it's funny, and the fences aren't falling down. So
that's a good indication that something went wrong if it's like...
Some panels blown out.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, Jay Tallarico, fence contractor, owner of Built to Last, we appreciate the 2 weeks of wonderful fence discussion we have had with you. Once again, if you'd like to remind everybody what your contact information is, please.
Okay, you can reach me by telephone at 570-357-7996 or by email at jtals@yahoo.com.
Thanks so much, Jay, for being with us. There are ways, this is great, Pat, you're going to really like this article because I came across it on the internet and it just piqued my interest. Ways real estate agents are like Han Solo. You want to hear about this?
Sure.
Working in the real estate industry is surprisingly similar to living the life of Han Solo. Do you want to hear why?
Why did I get locked up and frozen in carbonite or something?
Well, I don't think it's exactly like Han Solo, but here's why. They never stop working. And we talked about that, I think, last show, where it's the moment I get out of bed to the time I go to bed, I'm working, really. So we never stop. We're always working because... people, when they want us...
They want us.
They want us. Okay. Han Solo is also a spitting image of a successful and talented self-employed businessman. We are self-employed, and there are a lot of successful realtors. Wouldn't you agree with that statement?
Yes, I'm looking at one right now. Yes.
Thank you. And they have trusty sidekicks.
That would be me.
Yeah.
I'm like Chewbacca.
You're like
That's
Chewbacca.
Right. I'm not that big, though.
Can you make the noise?
No.
You can't make the noise. You can't even try.
No.
Besides you being my sidekick, we know many people to get the job done, right? When you think about it, we have to know contractors, fencing contractors, roofers, electricians, and the list goes on and on and on. Attorneys, bankers.
We know people.
We know people in the trades to get the job done and to successfully serve our clients. Our jobs can be dangerous. You know, how often do we hear about people? I mean, it's not something that we like to think about. It's not pleasant, but it happens, you know, where people...
Right, and even if you're in a house, we go to some of these old foreclosures or something. You go down a staircase. I've had my foot...
It could collapse.
I've gone through a stair or two.
Yeah, yeah, it could be dangerous. And not everyone likes us. I mean, we don't like...
They don't?
I guess not. Real estate agents are some of the most hated professionals in the U.S., I don't understand that, but I know that that statement is true, right?
Yes, it is.
And we use the best tools. Like, think about it. We have iPads and iPhones and computers and gadgets.
Right, all the latest stuff.
The latest tech. We have a lot of flashy tech tools. We have the best.
Yes, we do.
We can open our lock boxes with our cell phones.
That's right. I like that. That's really nifty.
View the security of our home and office from our cell phone.
I like that, too. I click it on. I can see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. We can see who's coming and going and what times they're coming and going, right?
Yep.
And so we have these tools, and they help us in business and help us serve our clients, right?
Yes.
Wasn't that interesting?
Yeah, that was good. I feel like Han Solo. I'd rather be Luke Skywalker, though.
Okay. Well, Han, take us out with the listing, please.
Okay. We have a 3-bedroom home in a great music neighborhood. It's at 3614 Winfield Avenue, and it's $140,000. This Cape Cod-style home has been very well maintained. It has a detached garage, a large level lot with plenty of off-street parking, and beautiful landscaping. It has good room sizes, hardwood floors, and a rear covered porch. So if you're looking in music for a 3-bedroom home, give us a call about 3614 Winfield Avenue for $140,000. And that's listed by John Sokolowski of our office.
Remember, during the week, you can view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile friendly. And also listen to our archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And remember to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.